conversation with Adila Fortune. Super women, that is the hot topic this afternoon. Die vraag hier vandag is luisteraar, are you an extremely accomplished woman, one that's able to do many things well and often one equally successful in dealing with the struggles of life and can still manage to keep a smile on a dull? Well, ek wil baie graag hoor van jou. Joining me online to chat about this, coach, supervisor, on the line, Dina Kramer. Very good afternoon.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on your show.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you, so I've posted this, and I asked the question, why are most women labeled as superwomen, right? Are we taking on too much simply because we don't have a choice, or are we allowing men to be slapdash because we take control of everything? So you're controlling, domineering, you give labels, you know. And I'll share some of the comments in a moment, but yeah, let's hear it from you.
I think it's a bit of both. You know, I think we are socialized into that role to a certain extent. And I think women are just used to being nurturing and taking care of and looking after everybody and everything. And we are used to multitasking and... yeah, I think that's just in our makeup.
I totally agree. Okay, now Hasim Sali, this is one of my listeners. I'm going to encourage my listeners, guys and dolls, to phone in to share the comments or do it via the WhatsApp line, which is 0722380712. The SMS line 47913. As you will skakel, 4423530. You know the drill. You can remain anonymous. So, Dina, here goes. Hasim Sali says, I agree, the good, hard-working men excluded, but I always say I acknowledge ladies. Can we men endure birth pain like the ladies, bleed for a few days without complaining? Can we multitask like you ladies, pedicure nails on car dashboard, and put on makeup and lipstick while driving and still talk on a cell phone at the same time? Just saying, he says, multitask beyond imagination. And I responded, I said, yep, I agree.
Absolutely.
Then Nadia says, well, I totally agree. Glad you understand. She says, but to get to feel what labor pain is like for men, just develop kidney stones.
Same.
Oh, my word. And then the next comment is, sometimes everything lies on the shoulders of those women. Not all men are strong. There are zillions of comments that came through. But yeah, just quickly respond to some of this.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't particularly want to make it into a male versus female debate, but I do think that women have a lot more on their shoulders, as someone commented, than men do, because we hold so much more.
True.
So, yeah, I think that is something that we as a society, you know, are putting on our women, and we as women are taking on. I think that, you know, in the last couple of years, there has been more gender equality, and I think men are starting to play more of a role in the family with the children, etc. But even there's still a lot more that a woman is doing than what men are doing. And the things that they need to think about and keep in their mind and in their consciousness all the time, the balls that they're juggling, I think are quite huge.
I totally agree. On to the next comment that came through. I've been married for 30 years. Hubby is so lazy. When he comes from work, he just sits by the TV. He gives orders, but never with his children. I am a wife who does everything. He will not even take out the dirt bin. He only buys cigarettes, and that I don't know. Well, it's a pretty long SMS, all right? I'm just going to get to the gist of it. He sends my daughter to do the shopping. He doesn't support me. When he wants to go out for the day, it's never us. He will always take company with. And when I talk to him about this problem, then he tells me, stop nagging.
I think women are often labeled as naggers.
Yeah.
And I think we do fall into that. And you know, part of the thing that I teach on the Superwoman workshop is that women need to be able to, the first thing they need to do is to become self-centered, which really means that they need to put themselves at the center of their lives. They need to really value themselves and take time to fill themselves up, because it's like driving a car. You can't drive the car without stopping to put petrol in.
Good example.
I think what a lot of women do is that we don't take time out for ourselves, and we're always doing and giving and putting out so much energy, and we unconsciously expect people to do the same or to honor us or to value us or to appreciate us for it. And when they don't, we become martyrs, and I think that's when we start nagging, which is really, I mean, it isn't pretty to nag.
But I think a lot of women get labeled as, you nag bag, you know, yada, yada, yada. Okay, all right, on to the next comment. For Art Peterson says, correction, all women are superwomen. Okay, so he says, and this is also a pretty long SMS, he's talking about giving birth, the pain that they go through, the sleepless nights when the baby cries, all the sacrifices they make. And he ends off by saying, may the Almighty give us understanding of the women's status. Can't live with them, cannot live without them.
Yes, so true.
Well, there's a lot of comments from the guys, I've got to tell you. So the next guy says, I've got to be honest, I think women are just more motivated for what they're doing and always strive for the best. Well, yay to you coming from a guy. And, got to agree, women are more motivated, huh?
Yeah, I think that, I don't know about more, I don't know what the word is, whether it's motivated or...
driven.
Yeah, I think we are more driven. I think we're stronger in our makeup. You know, my sister had a premature baby, and it was a little girl, and I remember her saying that the doctor said, you know, that premature girls are more likely to succeed than premature boys. And I think there is something just in the woman makeup that makes us a bit stronger, and we fight for survival, I think, a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're talking super women. Are you one? Have you been labeled as one? Or do you just simply don't have a choice? Okay. Joining me on the line, Coach Supervisor Symphonia, Dina Kramer. Dina, welcome back.
Thanks.
Okay. So the next listener is saying, women are not naggers. Some men nag more than women. So she says, we only nag if men do not fulfill their duties. Dina.
Yes, you know, like I said, I think that... that we tend to nag when we feel that we are giving, and people are not giving us the same respect, the same back. Mm. And that's where I feel that we need to start, as women, start putting ourselves first and filling our own tanks up instead of expecting other people to do that for us. And and also not expecting people to read our minds and do things for us that they don't really know what they're supposed to be doing. So it's also communication where
I agree.
Tell people what we want from them.
Yeah. I was laughing a moment ago because I was listening to you and reading the SMS that came through a moment ago, and I think it's hilarious. So she says to the brothers who want to know about childbirth, try to pull your lips over your cheeks. How do you do that? Oh, boy, some of my listeners are really funny. Okay. The next comment that came through, the person says, we women can weather any situation. We can multitask, not just in the car, but in the daily management of our families and household. Not only do we do the above, but sometimes we have to be the doctor, the nurse, the psychiatrist, accountant, teacher, lawyer, warden, policeman, friend, and so much more. So she's got this whole long list. And in between all of this, she says, we have to find us and be sane with a smile at the same time.
Absolutely.
Very true, huh? Very, very true. Your comment, Dina.
Yes, you know, I do think that we play a lot of roles, and for me, the key thing is how do we play those roles, but in a way that becomes easier, and where we're more in the flow, rather than feeling like we are just, you know, struggling to keep our heads above water all the time, treading water. So
right, becomes a duty.
It's about being able to handle all of that stuff, not complaining about it, saying, okay, you know, I can do this, but doing it in a way that is just more easy and creates a little bit more flow.
Where you embrace it and enjoy it.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Now, coming from a guy, I salute all women, and I will always take the example of my wife. When you get home, a housewife oversees regular duties with so much love and compassion. Well, hey, this is one guy that really appreciates, Dina.
Yes, that's wonderful. And that's the thing, is when people actually see and appreciate you for what you are doing, it's wonderful.
Okay, let's quickly chat a bit more about you, what it is that you have an offer for the listeners, and how you would guide them through this process. Now, we're talking both men and women, right?
Yes. Well, at the moment, the Fecal Woman workshops are, but I'm an executive coach, and I work with men and women, and these principles apply to both men and women. So let me give you a bit of background on myself.
Okay.
Sorry, there's some building going on next door.
So I can hear that, but not a problem. Go ahead.
Sorry about that.
No
problem. So, I'm a mother of four sons, and I got divorced about 12 years ago.
Okay.
And when I got divorced, I was a stay-at-home mom, and when I got divorced, my ex-husband decided that if I wanted to be without him, then I must do this on my own. So very quickly, I found myself having to support myself and my four children. So a lot of the stuff that I teach is based in real practical stuff that I've used for myself along this journey of 12 years.
Okay.
So for me, the foundation is one of understanding quantum physics. And the basic there is that we are all made up of energy. Everything in this world is made up of energy.
Very true.
And we need to understand how energy works, and we need to understand our energy and how to work with our energy,
like
so that we can get
light
into a place of flow and
yeah,
ease. So the way, you know, the way that we do that is by checking into ourselves. Like I said, you know, as women, we need to actually find time to be with ourselves and see, you know, where is our energy at? How are we handling our energy? And then how do we get our energy into a better place so that we can flow? I don't know if you've, and I'm sure for your listeners as well, people have usually at least once in their lives experienced a time where everything just flowed. You know, everything, you got into the car and the traffic lights were all green.
And you're late and you have 2 minutes and yay, you're moving.
Yes.
Yeah, happens all the time.
You needed to phone you, so you needed to phone them. Everything just worked out, you know, perfectly.
Right.
It was almost like it was like synchronized somehow.
Totally, yeah.
And that's flow. And, you know, we've all experienced it at certain times. And the question is, how do we get into that place more often? How do we get into that place of flow? And that's what I work with people in these workshops.
Fantastic. And now we're all glued. We're listening with both ears. So please tell us more. Sounds pretty interesting.
Yes, so it absolutely is. And, you know, I think the key thing is our emotions are often our indicator to tell us how we are doing on an energetic basis. So
right,
if you think of that time that you were in that place of flow where everything was just working out for you, I'm sure most people would say that they were feeling really good. They were feeling happy.
True.
You know, they were in a good emotional place.
Yep.
They definitely weren't down or depressed or stressed or fearful.
Uh-huh.
So our emotions are literally our guidance system. And
agreed,
it's about learning how to tap into that guidance system and see, okay, where am I on that scale, and how do I move myself up that scale so that I'm more often in a place of ease,
positivity,
and flow.
And flowing.
Absolutely.
Mm. So we're going to chat a bit more as to what exactly it takes to experience ease, to experience the flow in your everyday life, right? And more importantly, how to reduce the stress level and that feeling of being just totally overwhelmed.
So for me, you know, the best chance that we have is as we wake up in the morning, because when we go to sleep, you know, we have a chance to kind of break from that reality, break from the stress. And as we wake up, we have a chance to really set the tone for the day. So for me, what I do is I take time every morning to myself to do some stuff that gets me into a good place. So for different people, it's going to be different things. You know, mm-hmm. I'm definitely not an exercise person, but some people, exercise makes them feel really great.
Mm.
So for me, what I do is I do some breathing exercises to help me to be present, because I think being present is quite important.
Yep.
I also do some meditation. That's my personal preference of what I do. Then when I get up to shower, I put on music and I sing, I dance. I try and keep myself as much as possible in a good feeling place.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's really simple stuff.
But it really
then I
works.
Notice that uh-huh. my energy is starting to dip. I, you know, then say to myself, okay, so what is it that I would prefer in this moment? And I try and turn my attention to something that is going to help raise that energy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so completely. So this whole introduction, the entire course, right? We're talking both men and women. How long are we talking about?
So the introduction is a 2-hour introduction, and then
All
we
right.
have a full day workshop. That we offer, and then there are also different variations of it where we meet in groups for about 2 to 3 hours twice a month for 6 months.
Do you think it's a bit more difficult for men to gain clarity on what's important? Because I know for a lot of women it's pretty easy to do that.
I think men can be quite focused, but they usually focus on one particular thing or two particular things.
True, huh?
I think women are focused on, you know, they are have a lot more areas of their life that they're looking at and focusing on.
Mm.
And I think that women just generally are more in touch with their emotions. So for them to be able to check in and see where they are vibrationally, emotionally, it's easier for them to do that.
Yeah.
Whereas men are very much in the outward doing mode more than the inward nurturing, checking, emotional mode. So I think women do find it a little bit easier to be able to do this kind of work.
Now, the workshop you've been running for more than 18 years?
Yes.
So you know what you're talking about. Just taking a look at some of the results, you know. So you've got a couple, you've got a partner in the workshop. What are some of the things that's really been valuable for you?
So I think, you know, people come on the workshops not in couples but individually. And I think it's important, even in a couple, that when you're working on your particular relationship issues or whatever it is, any issues related to your life, that you need to focus on you, because you are, as I said, you are the center of your life, and you need to be the one who is focusing on yourself and making the changes that you want to see in the relationship or in your life. So it's very important. We have a very, very much an inner focus of taking responsibility for what's happening in your life and deciding what it is you want, and then being able to go for that. So, you know, I think the thing that I find that what most people comment about the most is just how there are some easy and simple techniques that they can use that help them to immediately start to feel better.
Let's talk about
that. And once you start to feel better, things start to flow a lot easier. And when people start to get into that flow, it's very exhilarating. Like you said, when you just think about that time and you remember that time, it's quite exhilarating. So
it
people
is.
Start to unleash an energy, a passion. They start to really start living their lives. I'm finding that people these days, they're not living their lives. We're living on autopilot. We're kind of just
very much,
you know, doing the same thing over and over every day, day in and day
monotone.
Out. Yeah, whereas when you start to come on these workshops, you really start to live your life and live it with vigor.
Mm. Good. You know, you've touched on responsibility, right? So You know, I have a lot of conversations with men and women, and you always hear women saying, but, you know, I'm just so sick and tired of this responsibility. It's just getting a bit too much, and he's such a douchebag, and he's just lying around. He's not doing anything, and blah, 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 blah. And so there's this whole long list of complaints, you know?
Yes.
And so the general feeling that you get is that, well, a lot of women out there are very, very frustrated. And a lot of guys are saying, yep, yada, yada, you know what? Uh-uh, she just nags too much. I need to get out of her space, out of her face, you know?
Absolutely. So, yeah, so, you know, I think the word responsibility, if you really look at the word, it's about your ability to respond.
Mm.
And I think that is the key thing, because at the moment what you're saying is that the women are responding in a nagging way, which I think men actually... I think their hearing just shuts down when we nag. So I don't even think it's useful at all. I don't think they even hear the nagging.
Right.
Whereas if we learn techniques where we are able to have these kind of conversations in an adult-to-adult way, where we're very clear about what we want and how we want things to be done, and where we're clear about how this is a win-win for both, you know, parties, I think that there's more chance of the person actually listening to you and... you know, helping to come up with some kind of solution to that issue.
I agree, Dina. All right, we've got 60 seconds to roll, so please share your contact details, when and where the course will be held, and who do they contact?
Okay, great. So I think the best would be to email tasmin@symphonia.net.
Mm-hmm.
So that's tasmin@symphonia.net. And she will give details. Unfortunately, for Cape Town, we haven't set a date yet for the introductory session. It's probably going to be sometime in June. So if you are interested, just pop Tasmin an email, and she will keep you on the list and let you know when the session is due in Cape Town.
All right, Dina Kramer, you have an awesome day.
You too. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
God
really
bless.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too. Ciao, ciao. Bye-bye.
Bye.